Q&A, Episode 2, Metabolism, Water, Hunger, and Sagging.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day, ladies. How are you? It's a question and answer session. Yes. But you know what? If you read it, metabolism, water, hunger, and sagging. Are you depressed? Okay, there is hope around the corner, so don't get upset about it yet. Don't get your panties in a wad or however that goes. Anyway, we're going to kind of straighten you out just a little bit. But before we jump in, I wanted to remind you, we have an amazing group now on Facebook. It is private. However, you can find it if you go to facebook.com/groups/createyournowpodcast. You can request to join, and this is for women only, okay? So please ask to join. Men, if you're listening and you want to, yours is the same thing, except it is Create Your Now Podcast just for men, M-E-N plural there, okay? A place for you, because I know we have a few guy listeners, and so I really want to keep you guys separate. It allows me to serve you better. And hey, gals, I mean, really, sometimes we just need a break, right? I mean, seriously. We do. And I'm so there for you. Okay. Now, you may be a little scared to come into the Facebook group going, oh, I don't know if I want my face to be seen, or maybe I'll be judged, or I don't know. You know what? No. This is a safe place. This is a place that you can come. We're there to support each other. I'm telling you, I won't put up with the beep, 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 because we are here to serve and love each other. I'm messed up every day, okay? And that's all right. But if we can laugh about it and learn from it and grow from it, that is what God intended us to do. So let's do it, and let's do it together. It makes it a huge party every day. So, and also, you'll be able to get great information there. It's all going to be free. So if you don't have a chance to jump in at the website at createyournow.com, you can get, you know, basically in right there. And I really want to get to know you, because I do think of you often. I really do. You can ask my family. I'll sit there, and when I'm recording and about to record, I'll yell, I'm about to record. And I kind of use my built-in intercom system, which means I'm just yelling from the top of my lungs. And they're like, okay, mom, yeah, I know. You're talking to your BFFs. We got it. So they're very encouraging. But I could talk to you forever like this, but we have to get into the question and answers, okay? So here we go. We've got four of them today: metabolism, water, hunger, and sagging. Woo, here we go. Colleen submits, how can you speed up your metabolism? Yowzers, that is a tough one. Now, know that for everybody's metabolism, and you know the answer, you're unique. So I can't speak to everyone, but there are three things that everyone has in common that you can be doing to help your metabolism. Number one is sleep. I know, moms, we don't get enough sleep and we wish we had more. Well, you need it, okay? And not necessarily getting more, but getting the amount that you need. You need to covet that sleep. God created us to sleep. So it's very important. Make sure you're sleeping, because when you don't sleep, cortisol rises, which means stress, and we start to retain, and oh yeah, it's downhill from there. It's a total ski slope. We don't want that, okay? So sleep. Number two, water. Hydration. Keep yourself, well hydrated. See, I'm all choked up over this. And then the other thing is exercise. Exercise is important, because once when you begin to exercise, it really does help and free up the body. It's like, ooh, I'm supposed to move. I can get rid of things that I've been storing. This is a good thing, and that will help speed up your metabolism. Now, with your food, again, that is truly individualized. So I can't go over the food for everybody in the world. But one suggestion I have for you, bonus, is to eat a colorful plate. Yes, don't eat like your children do, all in the color of orange, like if they're having chicken nuggets and mac and cheese and chips. That's like all in the same color zone. Yeah, not good, okay? For you and for them too, eat a colorful plate. A colorful plate does the body good. So start there, and then you can start to figure out maybe what foods work for your body, okay? And the weight then eventually will be coming off. So Colleen, hope that helps you out a little bit. All right, Dinah dials in and says, how much water should I be drinking if I want to lose weight? Great question. Now, I've talked about this before on the podcast, but for everybody, it's half your body weight in ounces of water. Now, I don't care if you're trying to lose weight or you just want to be healthy, you should be drinking a lot of water, okay? Our bodies are made up of water. I mean, seriously, 70% plus, we need water. So, for example, if you weigh 150 pounds and you're wanting to lose weight, or even if you're not wanting to lose weight, either way, you need to be drinking half of that. So that'd be 75 ounces of water a day, okay? Now you're like, oh, I don't know, I can do that. No, number one, start by logging. Figure out where you are right now so you don't feel like you're waterlogging yourself going, and you're drinking this down really crazy. Know where you're beginning. So log it first for a couple days. See how much water you really are. And when I say water, that's plain Jane water. Nothing added in it. That doesn't count for tea, doesn't count for water, doesn't count for anything. So if you're having a green tea from Sonic and it's, you know, that big Route 44 green tea, that doesn't count towards your water consumption, okay? No, you've got to drink that in addition to the 75 ounces of water, okay? So you may feel a little waterlogged. So know where you are, where you're beginning with your water. And then you can up it about 12 to 14, 16 ounces a day, about every 3 days or so. Because it's going to be different on your body, and you're going to be going to the bathroom more often if you're not used to it. Your body will eventually regulate itself, so you won't have to go to the bathroom as often. But when you drink more water, yes, you will have to go to the bathroom. So not a good time to start drinking a lot of water if you're flying and you're going to have lots of connections. Not a good time to start that. Wait till either your destination or you get back. Okay, so really think about that and plan it, because, you know, we don't want accidents. And I know after having kids, it's real easy. Okay, that's for another segment. But anyway, so I hope that answers your question. Also, when you start logging it, one way to do it is you can have water bottles. And once you know how many you need to drink, you can just number them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Or however many you need. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Know that you need to drink that much. And then you can measure it out. Or you can fill a pitcher up and fill up your own water bottle. Or you can have a water bottle and count how many times and do little little sticks going, okay, yep, I've done that 3 times. Check. Do it that way. But do keep track of it, because most of the time you think you're drinking more water than you really are. Most of us are walking around dehydrated. So drink, drink, drink. Okay, Colleen sends in, why does exercise increase hunger? Well, of course, you're burning calories. When you burn calories, you're expending energy. When you expend energy, you are taking your reserves out of your bank account within the body, okay? So your body is being signaled, hello, I need you to feed me now. It's very important. So that's why you're feeling that hunger, because it's starting to use those reserves. However, it won't use all the reserves if you don't replenish them. You got to replenish those bank accounts. So if at all possible, you can exercise in the morning on an empty stomach, that's great. After your exercise, then you eat. Okay. If you're strength training, make sure you are having a good protein. Okay. And then also you'll want to have starches and carbs. You're going to need to have some of those sugars brought back in. You don't want to take them all out. That's very important when it comes to strength training. Okay. A good kind of, if you're like, well, what's an example of kind of a good meal afterwards? Well, if this is breakfast time, you're coming off of sleeping and now you've exercised and now you're ready kind of for your breakfast. You could have like an egg omelet with some great fresh veggies. Like you could have some tomatoes in there with some spinach or some kale, you know, mushrooms and some peppers. Yum. That sounds awesome. If you want to, you could add some diced turkey, or you could even do ham if you wanted to, but you wouldn't have to. Okay. So that's an area there that you can look at and consider adding that to. And then you could have like a piece of whole wheat toast, or bread. Okay. That would be yummy, yummy, delish. Okay. And then some berries on the side. Okay. Also, fabulous, fabulous. Okay. So Colleen, I hope that helps you. Remember, when you're exercising, you're burning that energy. Okay. And that's why it's saying, I'm hungry. Are you going to replenish? All right. Dinah writes in, as we lose weight, is there something we should do to care for our skin to help it firm up rather than sag? Oh, yes. Okay, are you depressed yet? Well, as we get older, it's called gravity takes over. So part of it is gravity. We can't help all of that. One way to do that is make sure you have good undergarments. Yes, I'm talking about a good bra, either good supportive underwear, or, and I'm not necessarily saying some of those control type of things that they have on the market out there. You know which ones I'm talking about, ladies. Yes, it's nice if you want to smooth out stuff to wear them, but you don't have to wear them every single day. But know the kind of stuff that you're wearing. The jeans that are made now, if they're low-waisted and they are below your belly button and you've had three children, you might have a muffin top, even though you're not overweight. Why? Because there's just a little bit of extra skin. Depending upon what I wear with being pregnant or nursing for 10 years, yeah, I could have a little roll. But you know what? I do not want to go under the knife. That's my personal preference. And so, you know, if that's something for you that you want to do, that's fine. Just make sure you get a board certified surgeon that's going to do the work for you. You want to make sure you check them out if that's the route you go. Otherwise, just make sure you try on different styles. They make what some people call, like my teenagers, call the mommy jeans, where it comes up to the natural waistline where the belly button is, okay? That's normal. Not these low-ride things that when you sit down, half of your you-know-what's hanging out. So just be aware of that, number one, is part of it is life, okay? But number two, what you can do is really with good nutrition goes back to eating a colorful plate. That's going to help. If you feed the body what it needs, it could begin to heal itself, okay? Also, hydration. Water, obviously, is in almost every single one of these questions. You've got to stay hydrated, okay? You can use skin moisturizers. Now, I don't want you to go and spend $100 on an ounce of stuff saying, and it, they're saying, oh, it's going to be this miracle stuff. No. What you want to make sure, though, is it does not contain mineral oil. Mineral oil does not allow the moisturizers to penetrate through the skin to go deeper within the epidermis layers, okay? You want stuff without mineral oil. That mineral oil is just kind of like saran wrap on top of your skin, and all it does is lay there. So it does no good to you, none whatsoever, okay? And best time to apply your moisturizer is after you get out of the shower. Right afterwards, you towel dry off, apply your moisturizer. Stand there bearing nothing, okay? And let it absorb in, okay? That's the best time because your body is open, it's clean, it's ready to soak in and absorb. And as long as there's not mineral oil there, you're going to get better results overall. And finally, exercise and strength training. That is going to help. Now, if you are a little more on the heavier side, obviously right now, maybe walking is the only thing that is really good for you right now for safety issues, for your knees, your back, etc. If that's your case, then that's okay. Walk. Then as you lose the weight, then you can add in some strength training to help with the muscle and the toning of your body, and that will help with the sagging. Will sagging completely go away? No, it won't. And depending upon how much skin, you know, that's there, yeah, you may have to talk to a board-certified surgeon and actually think about maybe having a surgery done. But I would recommend doing all the above, giving your time, your body, and that could be a 1 to 2 year process, depending upon how much weight you have to lose. Well, that's it, ladies. Metabolism, water, hunger, and sagging. I think we covered it all. Gave you a quick highlight. I pray you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for just stopping in and make it a great day. I love you. And remember, come join us facebook.com/groups/createyournowpodcast. I can't wait to meet you. Love you guys. We will see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.